I think it sends a clear message to people in the UK, even if you don't travel to Syria, if you're working to help people go over there to commit a criminal activity, to, you know, work as part of a terrorist organisation, you will be found, you will be convicted, and you will go to prison for a very, very long time.
I mean, we talk about that, and Mahshida Chowdhury, obviously, he got 4 years, wasn't it, in December last year, I think, so yes. It's not going to be long before he's out. I mean, what are you guys doing to sort of prevent him coming back to Pompey?
Well, he's due out imminently, and that's our concern, and we've had a reassurance from authorities and from the police that he will be prevented from coming back to Portsmouth because of his connections here. And obviously what we know with people that are carrying out terrorist activity, and particularly those trying to incite terrorism through allowing people to use their bank accounts or by trying to recruit people, is it's done under the radar. So if you come from a city, you have established links, that makes it easier for you. If you're going to a brand new place, it's much more difficult to do that under the radar. You don't know who you can trust, and that's why it's important he doesn't come back to Portsmouth. And we have been given an assurance of that, and I'm very pleased.
It must be, you know, good for the community as well, because at the end of the day, the majority of the community here in Portsmouth are peace-loving Muslims, and their version of Islam is completely different to what these terrorists are doing.
Absolutely, and it's worth saying, you know, I've met with the imam from the mosque, and I've met with a number of the people, particularly in the Bangladeshi, community in Portsmouth, which is one of our largest Muslim community, and they are absolutely distraught by what's happened. They're very, very sad about it, and it would just be the same as if you had a white British person that committed an act of terrorism and we would all deplore it. It's exactly the same, and they are very, very sad. It's really, really affected their community.